Start. This is Eric trading on Jennifer Laporte, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Jennifer Laporte. Let's see, L-A-P-O-R-T, L-A-P-O-R-T, Jennifer. Date of birth is age 49. Please make copy for Amanda Phillips, Phillips, APRN. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is COPD and asthma. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 49-year-old, very obese female who has had a history of asthma as well as history for smoking and COPD. Has been experiencing shortness of breath, cough, and wheezing. She has gained weight over the past few years and states that she has been on an albuterol inhaler as needed and Wixela, 250 by 50 micrograms, one puff twice a day. The patient also uses a nebulizer at home with Duonep solution twice daily. She has history for snoring but has not had any sleep study to diagnose sleep apnea. Next paragraph. Also mentioned the patient has smoked for 38 years and continues to smoke over a pack per day. Next, past history. Past history includes history for pneumonia and recurrent bronchitis, history of a pneumothorax on the left with chest tube placement 10 years ago. He also has myalgia and arthralgia and a history of chronic leg edema. She has been treated for a herniated disc and has history for has history for anxiety. Next, paragraph. Can you also mention the patient has had chronic venous stasis with pneumatitis of both lower extremities? With stasis dermatitis. Okay. Next paragraph. Allergies to levaquin, gabapentin, emicin. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for over 37 years. No alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Both parents alive, and there's a history of asthma in her father, and mother has a heart condition. Next paragraph, system review. patient has had fatigue, no weight loss. No glaucoma, cataracts. She has vertigo. She has wheezing, cough, and shortness of breath. She has abdominal pains, no rectal bleeding, but has some reflux. She has no chest or jaw pain, but has calf muscle pains and leg swelling, and redness of the skin. She has anxiety with depression. And she has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has headaches, numbness of the extremities, memory loss, and has had skin rash with itching. And has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. Next medalist included Lasix 40 milligrams daily, albuterol included 2-pass-PRN, losartan 50 milligrams daily, duoneb, nebs, TID. And Vixella 250 by 50 micrograms, one puff twice a day. Next, physical exam. This is very obese middle-aged female who's alert, pale, but no acute distress. Her blood pressure 138 by 80. Pulse 94, respiration 20, temperature 97.6. Weight is 262, saturation is 93. HENT, non-cephalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal exudematous, throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered wheezes toward both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild edema, and pigmentation of the skin of the lower extremities with stasis dermatitis. And there's no cap tenderness. Omen sign is negative. Let's see, next paragraph. Impression number one, asthma with chronic bronchitis. And number two is COPD. Number three is hypertension. Number four, exogenous obesity and possible OSA. And number five is nicotine dependency. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. She was also advised to use Vixella 250 by 50 micrograms, one puff twice a day. And was advised to get a CT chest with contrast and a complete PFT. Copy of her recent labs will be requested. The patient was advised to get a polysomnogram. Next month. In a follow-up visit, we arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Amanda Phillips, PHILLIPS. Dr. D'Souza. Thank you.